real world, real future. We, or the younger generations, may find ourselves in situations where life does not make sense, where too many things are contradictory, ineffective, and too broken to be of any real use. When we are children, we are taught falsehoods, indoctrinated into religions, made to think of politics as special and schools as critical. We have no chance to question anything. We have no experience at all. Religions, broken politics, and ineffective schools feed on blind belief. If we taught children the truth, they would try to help the world grow. Plus, it does not take very long before life does get real, with bullies, rockets, wars, or illnesses. And when we are placed on an imaginary foundation, we can't quite fight all that back, not very effectively. Educated or not, human beings are still very special and will fight for what little they do know. It is a terrible tragedy when people fight for something imaginary that in the end amounts to nothing. Just out of respect for children and for the future generations to whom this planet truly belongs to, we must resist propagating fantasies and myths. The governments are not external forces. They are not fully functional. They are made to be ran by the people of their nations and depend on schools that produce real results. We can't teach the younger generations that world peace is a funny fantasy. World peace has been the next important step for a century now. Levels of education, wisdom, and greatness all around the world need to increase. While schools do work to some degree, they mean very little when compared to self-education and real results. It is cruel to teach children lessons that will frighten them with a world that does not make sense. All the while, real life is happening, and they need real facts and not imaginary opinions and wishful thinking. Worst of all, we propagate myths because it is easier to pass on a fairy tale than to read 1,000 books about the world and growing up. Let us all put an end to this cycle of strangeness. Let us all aim to become self-educated with the world's finest books and lectures onward to becoming wise. Let us inspire the younger generations with facts and not mere opinions. And let us remind that the world and the politics and schools that demand great repairs all belong to them. May we all rise and rise until the world becomes wise.